Return now to the sculpture garden where we began this tour. Turn around from the Beckmann and walk back through gallery number 11, past the Kahlo portraits and into gallery number 12. The entrance to gallery number 13 is on your right. You'll see a large wall label that reads the Francis and John L. Loeb Gallery. Walk into gallery number 13 and you'll see the escalator to your left. Take the escalator down to the second floor, since the escalator doesn't go down to the first floor. Take a right off the escalator to the large staircase on your right. Walk down these stairs and return to the sculpture garden. Find a seat in the garden and look over your notes. The objects on this tour have sought to convey a vision of modernism as a radically new visual response to a time of great political and historical change. After passing through Guimard's entrance gate, we've seen art that conveys the effect of war on both the body and the family group. We've explored radically new techniques of artistic composition and perspective, and discovered the modernist preoccupation with distinctive and radical innovation. If we consider once again Ezra Pound's plea to artists in the early 20th century to make it new, and agree that the artists and writers we've encountered on this tour today were profoundly and successfully engaged in bold experimentation and innovative techniques that did indeed make it new, what can artists do after modernism? Make it new again? Make it old? What phrase might we apply to succeeding generations of artists in the post or post-post modern age? And how do we distinguish this period of art from contemporary art today?